Pesachim Perek Tes Mishnah Vav. Am Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati Shetmuras HaPesach Kreva, Usmuras HaPesach Eina Kreva. So Yeshua says that I heard that a tmura of a carbon Pesach can be brought as a shlomim, the Rav explains, after a Pesach. And I also heard of a case where tmura of a carbon Pesach, it's not brought as a shlomim. Rather, what you would do is, like the Rav points out, you would just let it go in the field until it gets a mum, and then you'd sell it, and you would take the money from this and buy a shlomim. Ve'ein li lefarish. And I forgot what was the case that you would bring it as a shlomim, what case you would not be able to bring it as a shlomim. You would just let it go in the field until it got a mum. Amar Rabbi Kiva, ani afarish. Rabbi Kiva says that I'll explain. A pesach shenimtza kodem shchitas ha pesach yira ad sheyistoyev v'imacher. So if a pesach is found before the shchita of the carbon pesach, meaning a person had a carbon pesach, he designated it, and then he lost the carbon pesach. And then he designated the second animal as the carbon pesach. So now the second animal is going to be the one that's brought as a carbon pesach. But then he finds the first animal, and it's the time of shchita. It's before shchita was done. And nevertheless, what did he do? He chose the second animal. So what does he now do with the first animal? Now he's got a yireh ad sheyistayev. He's got to put it out in the field until it gets a mum, that it can't be makav as a carbon, v'yimacher and sell it, v'yichu b'dam of shlamim. And you take the money from this, and you buy a shlamim. V'chein tmurasa, and also a tmura of this animal. Meaning that he found the first animal, but then he continued to shech the second animal. But now that he's got this first animal, that he's got to go and get rid of it, he can't bring it, and he's got to let it get a mum. If he takes this first animal at this point in time, and he makes a tmura from that animal to another animal, so you know the halachas of tmura is that what you try to switch it to gets the same status as the animal you try to switch from. So the tmura as well, you would put it out into the field till it gets a mum. This is specifically only when what? When you had both animals handy and still nevertheless you chose the second animal. You were doichit biyadayim, like the Rav explains in Tiferes Yisrael, because you chose number two instead of this. So that's a dichui, and therefore it's not fitting to become a shlamim. However, like the Mishnah continues, achas shchitas haPesach, if you only then found the first animal after the shchitas haPesach, so you didn't push it off, because you didn't have it in front of you to push off. Karev shlamim v'chein tmuraso. Now you can bring that first animal as a shlamim, and also, and if you try to do tmura on this first animal to something else, it also would have the same status of a shlamim, and it's okay to bring like that. And those are the cases that Rabbi Kiva was answering what Rabbi Yeshua forgot. And like Tiferes Yisrael explains, we didn't even need to talk about tmura here. You could have just specifically spoke about the Pesach itself, where you had one Pesach and another Pesach. You didn't have to bring the whole case of tmura, but it teaches a chiddush that even the tmura, in the case where you found both of them before you were makriv the second one, and then you deicha the first one by shechting the second one, l'shem karban Pesach, and now you do a tmura, I would think that tmura mi'ikara is a shlamim. Nevertheless, since the source of a tmura was an animal that you were deicha, so too, the tmura has the same status as well.